right. Well, you're here, which means it's time for us to get into some sport. Yeah. We do this every Friday. It gets us ready for the weekend. It's a really good way to start your weekend. And Ben has got to look at all the important things. Mm-hmm. Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski, brought to you by Superbet. Take it away, Ben.
So, guys, a bit of a low weekend. You seem to have quite a few of these actually of late. There's been highs and lows. Mm. Like this weekend, there's not a whole bunch. But we've got to say, last weekend, well done to the Sox. Because they actually won.
The Sharks.
The Sharks won, and it was a big game to win. They were down and out, and didn't look like they were going to come through in the EPCR Challenge Cup.
Uh-huh.
But they did, and now they'll take on Gloucester in the finals. This will be 25 May. So they'll take on Gloucester, who's from England, and then the Investec Champions Cup final will be Leinster versus Toulouse.
Okay.
Now, I called all four of those for you last week. So
you did?
You're welcome.
There we go. So if you placed bets according to what Ben told you, not that he is in any way attached to like the gods of sport,
Or gloating.
But I think, you know, it's a great example of like, wah, I told you so.
Yeah, look, it was also easy picks. It was all the home teams. So the Sharks made a meal out of it. They should have won by more. But anyway, hey, those are the big rugby things to look forward to. Now, we've got, obviously, the URCs back in action. We've got three rounds left of this. And I'm starting to become a massive URC fan. In the beginning, it was like, yeah, I'll watch, I guess. It's out there. It's thereabouts. But it's really cool. And I think now, because we've got the home stretch that none of the SA teams are in the Investec Champions Cup, and they never were going to be, unfortunately, because it's all just too early. We still need stronger squads. We still need to work out better travel schedules, and the tournament needs to be a bit more kind, I think, fixture-wise. So the Stormers and the Bulls are basically just going to try and run this thing through to the death now. We've got three more games, and they're really big, especially for the Stormers, because they now have to go away from home to get the points.
There we go.
So they'll be taking on the Dragons tonight at 8:35, which sounds an insurmountable task.
Yeah, I mean, Dragons, it does sound scary.
But they're great. Dragons, not like Game of Thrones dragons. So they've got a chance. And then Edinburgh will be taking on Zebre also tonight at 8:35. So the Bulls tomorrow, lovely day at Loftus. It'll be sunny, no doubt. Great day to inhale all that Burvor smoke and just drink lots and lots of beer. They'll be taking on the top of the table Glasgow Warriors. So it remains to be seen if Glasgow Warriors are going to be at full strength. They seldom are at this stage of the season for their away fixtures because they're focusing on other stuff. But it'll be a damn good game that. That's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then the Sharks will be taking on Benetton at home 4:05. So the Sharks have been good, as I've said, from the EPCR Cup Challenge Cup thing recently. So now they get to go home, and even though they're so far out of the URC, they've got a big game this weekend. So get down to the Shark Tank for that. I think it's going to be really cool. And then we've got some Irish teams taking on some Welsh teams. But another big game to look out for is Lions versus Cardiff at 6:15. Now the Lions, you know, they start playing later at Ellis Park when they've got no chance in tournaments. So now it's the scary hours for all of them. But mathematically, the Lions are currently on 39 points on 11th. So mathematically, they could still creep into the top eight. But I think that horse is bolted now. I think all they can do is to bugger up the other teams for the SA team's benefit. That's pretty much the game plan. If that's not in the coach's speech tomorrow, then that guy should not be in that job.
Oh, great.
So yeah, URC this weekend. I would definitely take a big go on the Bulls. The Bulls, as I said last week, well, the last time they played in the URC, they were going to bounce back heavily. I think they'll be pretty rampant again, and I don't think this Glasgow Warriors team is going to really care about losing this one because they are 4 points clear and they want to kind of manage their squad. In the Premier League, well, interesting week of football, really. Real Madrid coming from the death to go into the Champions League final. They'll take on Dortmund, who were just too good for PSG. PSG are kind of like the Proteas of football. Lots of hope. But absolutely, if I call silverware. But in the Premier League, this is a really good one to watch out for because Arsenal is still on top. And as an Arsenal fan, I will take that numerical advantage they have over Man City. Man City, though, they've got those 3 points in the pocket, so to speak, with a game in hand. So Saturday, Fulham versus Man City at 1:30. Fulham are not great. Man City are. Sunday, Man United versus Arsenal, 5:30. Now, Man United, historically, this is a good team. You look at the fixture and you go, good team.
Historically, when people use that word,
historically,
it's like follow when
they
soccer.
Say, it's like when they say theoretically.
Yeah.
It usually means this is not going to go at all how you think it is.
Well, you've got to give them respect, I guess, because Man United is still a big team. They've got the Old Trafford's got the highest attendance. Sorry. Old Trafford's got the biggest capacity in the Premier League for spectators. Mm-hmm. So when they have a full crowd, they have the most people watching their games.
Right.
It's still a place to go to. It's still daunting. And Arsenal still have to do that. But Arsenal are the kind of team that could give Man United 6-0
yes.
currently.
Last year, did they not lose once upon a time, like 7-0 or something like that? Like,
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, I mean, look, as an Arsenal fan, you look at this and go, on paper right now, significantly better. But Man United are still a bit of a bogey team here and there for Arsenal. So, yeah, I still think they're going to win that one, but it's going to be quite a tight one. And then Monday, Liverpool, who I'm talking about out of respect for James, mostly.
Do we really need to mention them?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. So you really shut that down quickly. But anyway, James, if you are interested, Monday, Aston Villa will be hosting Liverpool. They're out of the title race, let's be honest. They haven't even got a Proteus mathematical chance. And then there's going to be lots of cricket. There's IPL this weekend. So if you're still in the mix there, the IPL playoffs take place from the 21st of May. Okay, so that's obviously where the nitty-gritty comes in. And then we've got the T20 World Cup. So I don't want to be so into T20 because we've got lots and lots of T20 coming up. So again, apologies for not giving too much of a shit about that one. But I mean, Kolkata Knight Riders are currently top of the log as the Rajasthan Royals are tied with them on 16 points. And then it gets a bit tight from there. Basically, the top seven have still got a chance for the playoffs.
All right.
We'll get to that close to the time. Yeah, so there's not really much else, but we've got some amazing sport coming up. Oh, sorry, the French MotoGP this weekend as well. Sorry, Simpio, I know you're a big fan of that. And then, then next week we've got the PGA Champs, okay? So we're back with Major Golf. So there's four majors every single year. We've had the Masters already, which was amazing. Scottie Scheffler won that one. Scottie Scheffler's won everything this year. And then he's taken a couple of weeks off, and now we're back at the PGA Champs where he'll probably win this one again.
So, Ben, someone explained this Scottie Scheffler thing to me. That his whole story and the reason that he is doing so well. I mean, he clearly comes from, there's no like hard luck story.
No.
There's no sad sack fucking media narrative.
And
of
I
like,
love that.
Wah.
Yeah.
You know, woe is me. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and I was beaten five times a day by my dad. Or,
oh, don't
this
say
is just
that.
Like some guy who grew up in a nice family. His dad had lots of money. He could afford to play golf.
Well, it was comfortable.
He could afford to play golf. He had the equipment. He loved it. He practiced, he did well, and now he's just winning. And like the media don't know what to do with this because they're so used to telling victim stories that they don't have a place to go with this guy.
I think that's a great story. I know how to spin it off already. Like, we need more stories like this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you.
Right.
Because so many times these rich kids, you know, don't do anything with their lives. They just become bums.
Right.
You know, they just become these biggest alcoholics and druggies. And here's a guy who's like, you don't have to be like that.
Yep.
You can continue the family legacy. You can turn your family from just being millionaires to billionaires.
But also, I think it's like oversaturated with the hard luck stories.
No, guys, his story is hard luck.
How?
What's motivating him? His life's already nice. So So I think
we
should
nice.
All feel sorry for Scottie Scheffler. He's just a nice guy. He's tall, he's handsome, he's presentable.
Right.
So he's got so much going for him. Where's the motivation to be better? But somehow he finds it for us.
Against
all odds, Gareth. Against all odds. He doesn't have childhood traumas to work through. He has to physically go to that driving range.
With you can't everything. Blame his uncle who made him sit on his hand.
No.
None of that stuff.
None of that. And yet, he's found the way to fight through all of this and become a great golfer.
Guys.
But he is. He's really amazing.
No.
There was I'm going to mess this up, so I probably shouldn't try, but hey, I've already started. He's amazing, right? He's killing everyone right now.
Mm.
The gap between him and second place in the world is like the same as the gap between second and like 400. That's just how far away this dude is right now. But if he was to match Tiger's record, he needs to stay at world number one, I think, until the year 2030.
Okay.
2032 or 2034, around there.
It's a long way.
So as much as he's great and he's fighting against the adversity of not having adversity, this oak is still a 20th of what Tiger was.
So he's got some motivation. He's got a long way to go.
He's got a long way to go to try catch up with Tiger.
You guys are minimizing his traumas. He had to deal with other rich kids, okay? He had to deal with the fact that his peers have amounted to nothing. And he is like the guy who walks into the room and everybody knows him now, you know? Before it was his dad that would walk into the room and be like, do you know who my dad is? And now he's like, I'm that guy. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we need more stories like this. And he's motivating all the other rich kids that have become bums.
Bring
that
it
are
on.
Still like living off the trust fund. No, go make your own money and you can make millions as well.
And he's so devoted to his faith, his wife, and just being just a decent oak.
It's like an all-round, there we go. Simpiwe loves it.
Very good.
Yeah.
And he didn't take the money at Live. He's like, I'm going to play PGA Tour because I want to be good on the PGA Tour. And here we are highlighting his traumatic lived experience.
Thank you.
So Snipes, what the show's about. Snipes and Carl have questions for you, Ben. Ben, what is your take on the Mike Tyson fight, says Snipes?
Well, I'm happy that it's not an exhibition. It'll actually go down as a professional fight. Now, Mike Tyson's come back and he's fought a few oaks in an exhibition format.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that Mike Tyson, even though he is however old, there's gears of warrior in that man, which is still going to bring a good fight. Jake Paul, if on Netflix, you must watch the Jake Paul documentary. Mostly because it then takes you to the Bruce Jenner documentary. But there is a series on Netflix called Untold. So watch the Jake Paul documentary because you'll get a better understanding about what his career has been to this point.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, he's a guy who's invested in his career and good on him. But I think everybody wants to see a completely unleashed Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And even if that's only great for three rounds, that's all he'll need, I think, because there's a different level to that guy. And he does, as you heard in many Joe Rogan podcasts, he does have the ability just to sort of like turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Remember to hit the like finger red number one button, says Rebellious Ruth. Share and subscribe. Do all of that. And by the way, there's a special Superbets promotion going on at the moment.
Nice.
If you predict a European champion, you could win 40,000 rand. Nice. That could be very nice in your bank account at the end of this month, don't you think?
Yeah.
There will be three European football kings crowned in the Champions League, the Europa League, and the Conference League. You could place a minimum bet of just 40 rand in real money or more. You want to put more down? You'll win more. And you put it down on any of the selected European outright markets. The prize money is 40,000 rand. You get 20,000 in cash, 20,000 in bonus money, which you can put back into the system. Promotion runs until the 1st of June, so you've only got a few days to do this. Make sure you do it ASAP. T's and C's apply. More info can be found on the Beyond the Scoreboard page on therealnetwork.com. And Superbets, of course, supports responsible gambling. Strictly no under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008.